Five of the world's largest banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Citigroup Incorporated, were recently fined about $5.7 billion, and four of them pleaded guilty to U.S. criminal charges over manipulation of foreign exchange rates. A fifth bank, UBS AG, will plead guilty to rigging benchmark interest rates, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The fines are an answer to charges made by regulatory agencies and the Justice Department that the banks had acted in concert to manipulate international interest and foreign currency exchange rates. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said that the banks had engaged in, quote, brazenly illegal behavior on a near daily basis, unquote. She added that the deal showed that the government intends to vigorously prosecute all those who tilt the economic system in their favor and who subvert our marketplaces. The scale of the price-fixing scandal is hard to grasp, yet it touched imperceptibly almost every company and individual in the financial markets. By tweaking global benchmarks used to set foreign exchange and interest rates for a staggering number of transactions a day, the banks, over several years, bilked billions of dollars of extra profits by altering rates in their favor. Critics complained that the Justice Department had failed to prosecute any additional individuals. Wall Street watchdog group Better Markets called it a slap on the wrist, and Senator Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, said in an email, "That's not accountability for Wall Street. It's business as usual, and it stinks." It turns out that when crime is organized enough, it isn't even against the law.